So what happened is sometime in August, she gave birth to, you know, to her daughter via a C-section. So, you know, and we thought she healed up, everything looked okay, and she went to Kenya for a holiday in at the beginning of December. You know, I think it was on the 2nd or the 3rd. And so on their way back, or a few days before she was scheduled to come back, that was on a Monday. Their flight was on Wednesday evening. So on a Monday, she started feeling unwell. And at that point, they just thought that maybe it could be malaria, it could be maybe food poisoning, but they, you know, they didn't really think much of it. And then Tuesday, she didn't really, you know, get any better, but she could still, you know, she could still, she was still okay-ish. And then Wednesday, they got on their flight from Nairobi, Kenya, via Amsterdam. So the flight was going via Amsterdam and then to Houston. So about an hour before they touched down in Amsterdam, she got so sick, so much that they had to request for a physician on flight. And when they landed, an ambulance had already been called for them. And so they were just lifted from the flight to the ambulance and straight to the ICU. So she was in the company of her husband, Tim, and they had two boys, a four-year-old and an 19-month-old boy. They had already left their daughter, you know, their four-month-old daughter in Kenya, because they were worried that with Faith not feeling too well, maybe it could be a hassle traveling. And so when they got to the hospital, the doctors looked at her and they diagnosed her with septic shock, which is basically just a bacterial infection of the blood. And, of course, they figured it was from the C-section that she had earlier in August when she was giving birth. And by the time they figured it was septic shock, her organs had already been affected, you know, heavily. And they had to do emergency surgery on her, and things were not, you know, getting better. They ended up having to put her in an induced coma, you know, the following day, and then had to do another surgery. And so that was, so they arrived in, they left Kenya on Wednesday, I think arrived in Amsterdam on the early hours of Thursday. So she was in the hospital in the ICU Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday early in the morning at, you know, just before 6 a.m., she passed on.
Mm. And obviously this has left her family with quite a financial burden, not only with the surgery and the medical expenses, but being in Amsterdam and her daughter is still in Kenya. So you guys have started some things in an effort to help raise money for the family?
Yes, yes. So we started the GoFundMe and just to help repatriate their body to Kenya, which we actually have managed to do. So I think she should arrive in Kenya today. And, of course, there is the hospital bills that that we still have to deal with, and the funeral expenses. And so that's what's happening right now. And, you know, the GoFundMe account is still open, and we're still having people donating to that.
For somebody who knew her, and I, from my understanding and some other people I've talked to, when they would go to Kenya, they would bring toys and they would do a lot for the people of Kenya.
Oh, yeah, and that's the other thing that just breaks your heart as well, because sometime last year, you know, she approached all her friends, you know, hey, guys, I'm collecting toys. You know, I want to collect, you know, lightly used toys or new toys or whatever. Give me toys. I want to go to Kenya and give to underprivileged kids. So on this trip, she'd actually managed to distribute those toys to some orphanages. So it's bittersweet in the sense that she managed to see what she had always wanted to do come to fruition, but at the same time, it's work that she started, and of course, she's not there to complete it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Dr. Manyame, I appreciate the time, and I'm so sorry for your loss. Is there anything else that you would like to add before I let you go today?
We have received an overwhelming support from a lot of people that did not even know Faith, you know, when they just hear a story. So she, when we think about it, we see that she's left a legacy of love, you know. It's amazing the people that have reached out. It's amazing the people that have listened to the story and are running with it, you know. So it's just amazing to see that. And she had an infectious love for people and for life. you know, there is no way you could hang around Dr. Kairu and not have that same love for people, that same love for life. She was just that, you know, that's how she was.